When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Well, as I said before, Jade Helm, you know, we, this is from The Intercept, and they said, conservatives were once panicked about a federal plot to invade their communities and quash dissent, and now they're cheering it. And of course, that got my attention. This is on The Intercept, and it was something that was linked by the Drudge Report, and I remember when that happened. And my take on it at the time was that I thought that they were using InfoWars to push this out. McRaven, who was head of Special Forces at the time, Admiral McRaven, had said, we need to get back to our PSYOP roots at Special Forces. We see all these movies about people jumping out of planes and all these kinetic things and stuff like that, because where we really started was with Special Forces and PSYOPs. They would basically go into an area that the U.S. was going to start a war with or invade, and they would plant stories there and see how people reacted to them so they could identify who was going to be their ally and who was going to be their friend. And I believed that that was the purpose of Jade Helm from the very beginning, and I think that they used InfoWars for that purpose. But let's go back and see from the perspective of the left, because that's where The Intercept is coming from. Talk of troops in American cities, federal shock troops brutalizing citizens and neighbors, the targeting of gun owners, mass surveillance, the deployment of militarized artificial intelligence, and the suspension of the Constitution. By the way, folks, you are here. This is where it is. The year is 2015. And in 2015, the far right was incensed, they said. But now the far right embraces this because it's Trump. It was bad because it was Obama. But if Trump is going to bring in military martial law and take over the cities, that's just fine. Isn't it amazing how these people can't extrapolate? Even when they've experienced Obama, when they've experienced Biden and his J6 persecutions, they still can't get it. It's incredible. It was also a time of post-Snowden horror, as a nation realized that it was living inside an unfathomably immense government surveillance dragnet, endorsed and expanded by both political parties. They're absolutely right. It was a moment that for a certain segment of conservatives, Jade Helm 15 became an American crisis. And again, it was our reporting as to what was happening with the drills in the cities alongside with the leaks from Snowden that I think was why they leaked this information, put out a false narrative through InfoWars in order to get to see how people were going to react. And of course, that had a big effect in Texas. Greg Abbott got involved in it, and a lot of people did. Reveals how much about the hucksters who pushed it and the tolerance of many Americans for state oppression, so long as they are not the intended targets. The cauldron of hatred, federal violence, and surveillance brewed by the paranoiacs who pounced on Jade Helm has spilled over today, not in the form of right-wing phobia, but of right-wing policy. Let me just say, if they're actually watching you, you're not paranoid, right? How could they, in one paragraph, say, look, this is where we are today. This is actually happening. And in the other next paragraph, they talk about paranoia of the right. Now, it wasn't paranoia. It was understanding where these people were going. And I think even though Alex understands where they're going, he certainly does know what's going on. He is a huckster. In July 2015, Alex Jones, at that point still little more than a punchline, they said, issued a dire warning on his website, InfoWars. This is an emergency broadcast, he began, to militarize the police, to put standing armies on the streets, to suppress the population, and to carry out political operations. But now he celebrates it, doesn't he? Jones is referring to publicly released Pentagon planning documents detailing Jade Helm 15, a military training exercise throughout sparsely populated swaths of the American South, from Florida to Texas. As is often the case when the dishonest have primary documents and a vast megaphone, Jones misstated nearly every detail of the materials. And that is true. He hyped it. It was good for business. A map from what was essentially a large-scale military role-playing game, labeling Texas as hostile, colored in red, was irrefutable evidence to Jones that the Obama administration was prepared to let loose the national security state on the conservative heartland. Well, prior to this, we had reported over and over again about the military exercises that were being done in cities like Chicago and L.A. and other places like that. And they said, well, when questioned about it, they said, you train where you're going to fight. It's like, what's that about? And then they talk about the fact that the Obama administration was putting MRAPs in everywhere. You know, in small town sheriffs were getting them if they would be willing to take them. What they found out was that they were getting white elephants. These things were hastily put together for the war in Iraq. These mine-resistant armored personnel carriers, MRAPs, and they were a nightmare of maintenance expenses. And so what they did was the Pentagon retained ownership of it, but gave it to some of these communities, small sheriffs and stuff like that, so they could, I guess, drive around in parades or something. And you know, part of the militarization of the police, letting them role-play as SWAT teams and that type of thing. But they quickly found out that it was so expensive to maintain them, and they had to be maintained by the local people. A lot of them gave them back. But as I pointed out at the time, why were they doing that? What is the motivation for that? Well, one possible motivation would be, I give this to these people, they maintain it, and of course it trains them to think of themselves as military. The other thing is that if they decided that they were going to actually run something out like Trump is doing now, these things are still under the control, still owned by the Pentagon. And if they've been maintained as they were required to maintain them, then they're already there, pre-placed. They don't have to move them around the country. They've already pre-deployed them. And it was a very strange change in the Obama administration. It was newsworthy, whether or not The Intercept thought so. It was newsworthy because prior to that, since World War II, surplus military equipment had always been given, and I mean given, transferred over with no charge and that type of thing, to rural fire departments. They pointed out that the rural fire departments are the front line on these large forest fires that will happen in natural areas, national parks and things like that. So you've got small rural fire departments that have to deal with the biggest fires. So it made sense to give them some equipment to help them to do that, especially if it was surplus equipment that the military didn't really want to use anymore because maybe it was outdated and vulnerable. They stopped that program so they could start putting this equipment in with police departments and sheriff's departments. And so you had a lot of volunteer firemen immediately start writing letters. They're very politically involved. They're active. They're volunteers. And they got senators in several states to push back right away. And they stopped that policy right away from Obama. But it said something about what their motives were that I thought were very important. So that was really the full context. The military drills that happened over and over again in large cities, especially Democrat cities, and the fact that they had the deployment of these things, and then also there was the asymmetric warfare aspect of it. Yeah. It's why I went to Fort AP Hill with Joe Biggs, sorry, Go ahead, Lance.
It's interesting to see the parallels between the doublethink of the left and the doublethink of the right, because, you know, like you pointed out, they're pointing out, they're saying they're paranoiacs if they believe this stuff, which is now coming true. And they have to say that it was just a map that was colored red and ignore all the stuff about the Fort AP Hill with the corner of First and Main and churches and all that, that set up for the military to train in, that doesn't look anything like the Middle East.
That's right. That's right. And it hasn't been attacked by planes, not bombed out shells of buildings. No, they were actually there during these drills.
Yeah. The left has to say, no, it was ridiculous 10 years ago, but it's real now. And the right has to say, no, it's nothing now, but it was a real threat 10 years ago.
That's right. That's right. So the White House was leveraging the national security state to build the infrastructure for a federal paramilitary occupation of the country to choke out political dissent by force. That's what's happening. Unwanted portions of populations would be herded into Department of Homeland Security administered campuses and warned Jones, other stalwarts of the right-wing paranoia. We're not becoming a police state, he told viewers. We're already here. Well, you know, they're spending tens of millions of dollars to get massive warehouses to put people in. Is it only going to be illegal immigrants? I mean, are they only attacking, arresting, ramming, shooting illegal immigrants? No, they're doing that to American citizens now.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Will incarceration, mass incarceration, be the next thing? Well, maybe. All right. So Jones claimed the training exercise was connected to the broader militarization of the American police agencies, a real trend that he misconstrued as a leftist scheme against his audience. Well, as they pointed out at the very beginning, they said this is something that's been done by both the left and the right. And when you superimpose your partisan paranoia or your partisan bias or your partisan marketing over this, what it does is it discredits it, doesn't it? He said, you got massive military gear being cached, armored vehicles, machine guns, helicopters, night vision, Humvees, with the police departments around the country, he said. But now it's all good. Jones was not alone. Texas Governor Greg Abbott quickly endorsed InfoWars ravings, deploying the State Guard to monitor Jade Helm, so that Texans know their safety and their constitutional rights, private property rights, and civil liberties will not be infringed, as he put it, in an April 2015 letter ordering their mobilization.
This is amazing. They call it ravings.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, ravings, right? So former Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert suggested the White House was hoping to provoke an armed confrontation between the military and the administration's critics. It's no surprise, said Gohmert, that those who have experienced or noticed such persecution are legitimately suspicious. I understand the reason for concern and uncertainty, agreed Senator Ted Cruz. So when you look at all this, folks, this tells you the importance of partisan political parties, right? It blinds people to what is happening. The left was blinded to it then. The right is blinded to it now. The reality is it was happening then, and it's happening now, and it's further along. And this is the agenda. Locals organized Jade Helm volunteer groups that monitored and recorded military movement. Oath Keepers described Jade Helm on its website as a, quote, portentous government plan, a prefabricated, pre-constructed umbrella under which a black op by the deep state's compartmentalized agencies could possibly go live in a fantastic sort of shock and awe, false flag, psycho coup to jar the public mind of America through fear into acceptance of some nefarious policy. You know, like Operation Warp Speed, which they just set that out. Changing the mind of America through fear into the acceptance of some nefarious policy that the government desired, such as establishment of martial law, complete loss of individual liberty and our Constitution. Well, that was 2020. Now, today, he's taking it to the next step, isn't he? And so, I always felt the purpose of this was a psyop, as I said. I felt this was to essentially inoculate them from any criticism about this. Oh, yeah, they criticized that, but see, with Jade Helm, nothing happened. And so, I always believed that was what was going on. Largely unconcerned and frequently unconstrained by law, Trump has found in his Department of Homeland Security what Jones warned was coming a decade ago, a paramilitary force to terrorize political opponents and demographic undesirables. That's right. And it was all about identification of people in different groups. Trump and a docile American right wing have finally delivered the Jade Helm presidency. You've now got armored personnel carriers today carrying masked, heavily armed, pointlessly camouflaged. That's the thing I said the other day. I said, these guys are all wearing camouflage like they're in the jungle. That doesn't help you in the city, does it? It actually makes you stand out. And I guess that's the point. You know, this is kind of Christy Gnome level role playing when you wear camouflage in the cities. So federal commandos going through American cities that voted against the president. And it's backed by a sophisticated national surveillance apparatus. Trump and his lieutenants, beneficiaries of American right wing, reshaped by the likes of Jones and his audience, make real, explicit, quiet fantasizing attributed to Obama during Jade Helm, speaking openly of American communities as hives of the enemy. In September, Trump announced impending deportation operations in Chicago with a doctored image depicting the city under attack with napalm. You remember that? That's the most amazing thing to me. I took that meme and expanded it.
Very unsafe places, and we're going to straighten them out one by one.
They're saying you're trying to take over the Republic.
And this is going to be a major part for some of the people in this room. That's a war, too. It's a war from within. I told Pete we should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military.
And that's going to be their military. Robots. And I did that before ICE did it. A human robot did that to a woman who was talking to him. Pulled down his pepper gun, pepper ball gun, and pulled out a real pistol and stuck it right in her face, just like that robot. Except this is a flesh and blood robot. Yeah, that's Trump's meme right there. Chicago burning in the background. He's dressed like the character from Apocalypse Now with the helicopters. What Trump didn't do in his meme was have himself holding the Constitution and lighting it from below, which is really what is happening here, folks. Yeah, so say that you're going to attack napalm, Chicago by napalm. Chicago is going to find out why it's been why it is called the Department of War, said Trump in his tweet. Imagine if Obama had done that. Just imagine. And yet these same people who would have been rightfully outraged if Obama had said that don't care at all when it's Trump who is saying that. And so was this paranoia? Or was it something that was rolling out that we just reported? You know, we look at trends, and like Gerald Slinty says, you don't try to predict exactly when it's going to happen. It's important to get an idea of when it's going to happen, but you can identify this trend and be correct about that without knowing exactly when the hammer is going to fall or when the market is going to fall. There was a Pentagon video that was done back in 2015, I think. This was also something that was picked up by The Intercept at the time.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Listen to the Pentagon's vision of mega cities in the future, in 2030. Of course, that's the date that they want to have all this stuff put in. And I've been saying that, you know, even though we don't know the exact timing, they've been saying that is their goal. You know, you don't have a goal if you don't set a date for it, right? You have a wish. Well, they've got a goal. They have set the date of 2030. That's when they want to roll this stuff out or have it in place. And we're rapidly moving toward that, if you think about it. We got another 4 years. What could happen in another 4 years? Look at what's happened in just the last few months. You know, there are some decades where nothing happens, and then there's some months where decades happen, aren't there?
The future is urban. By 2030, urban areas are expected to grow by 1.4 billion, with that growth occurring almost entirely in the developing world. Cities will account for 60% of the world's population and 70% of the world's GDP. The urban environment will be the locus where drivers of instability will converge. It is the domain that by the year 2030, 60% of urban dwellers will be under the age of 18. The cities that grow the fastest will be the most challenged as resources become constrained and illicit networks fill the gap left by overextended and undercapitalized governments. The risk of natural disasters compounded by geography, climate changes, unregulated growth, and substandard infrastructure intersect to frustrate humanitarian relief. Growth will magnify the increasing separation between rich and poor. Religious and ethnic tensions will be a defining element in the social landscape.
Yeah, because they're doing the Great Replacement.
Unprecedented development as impoverishment, slums, and shanty towns rapidly expand alongside modern high-rises, technological advances, and ever-increasing levels of prosperity. This is the world of our future. It is one we are not prepared to effectively operate within, and it is unavoidable. Megacities are complex systems where people and structures are compressed together in ways that defy both our understanding of city planning and military doctrine. It is an ecosystem that demands a highly agile and adaptive force to successfully operate within. Infrastructures will vary radically, with concentrations of high-tech transportation, globally connected air and seaports, contemporary water, utilities, and waste disposal intermixed with open landfills, overburdened sewers, polluted water, and makeshift power grids. Living habitats will extend from the high-rise to the ground-level cottage to subterranean labyrinths, each defined by its own social code and rule of law. Social structures will be equally challenged, if not dysfunctional, as historic ways of life clash with modern living. Ethnic and racial differences are forced to live together, and criminal networks offer opportunity for the growing mass of unemployed. This becomes the nervous system of non-nation-state, unaligned individuals and organizations that live and work in the shadows of national rule. Where physical domains can be seen, digital domains will have limitless potential to breed and expand without limit. Digital security and trade will be increasingly threatened by sophisticated illicit economies and decentralized syndicates of crime to give adversaries global reach at an unprecedented level. This will add to the complexities of human targeting, as a proportionally smaller number of adversaries intermingle with a larger and increasing number of citizens. The scale and density of these domains is daunting. In a city of 10 million, where you hold the support of 99% of the population, the remaining 1% represents a threat of 100,000. It is an environment of convergence, hidden amongst the enormous scale and complexity of the megacity. These are the future breeding grounds, incubators, and launching pads for adversaries and hybrid threats. Linked globally, these are man-made labyrinths that provide refuge and movement across the vast sections of these cities where alternate forms of governance have taken control. The advice of doctrine, from Sun Tzu to current field manuals, has provided two fundamental options. Avoid the cities, or establish a cordon to either wait out the adversary, or drain the swamp of non-combatants and engage the remaining adversaries in high-intensity conflict within. Even our counterinsurgency doctrine, honed in the cities of Iraq and the mountains of Afghanistan, is inadequate to address the sheer scale of population in the future urban reality. From the streets of Aachen to the Citadel in Wei, we have defeated adversaries who attempted to use urban terrain to their advantage.
Oh, have we?
Conflict is written deep into the Army's histories. But in tomorrow's conflict, these megacities are orders of magnitude greater in complexity, and our current options do not meet strategic ends. Our future operations must allow us to rapidly return the city to the people. They will be too large and complex to isolate or cordon in their entirety. Yet our soldiers will have to operate within these ecosystems with minimal disruption and flow. Our current and past strategies can no longer hold. We are facing environments that the masters of war never foresaw. We are facing a threat that requires us to redefine doctrine and the force in radically new and different ways. The future army will confront a highly sophisticated urban-centric threat that will require that urban operations become the core requirement for the future land force. The threat is clear. Our direction remains to be defined. The future is urban.
And again, that was done by The Intercept. But one thing really strikes me as I watch that, and that is they're describing this dystopian third world hell that is essentially the outcome of current government policies in America as well as in Europe. They know exactly where they're going, and it is their policies that are driving us into this. They want that. The only thing they're concerned about in this video is how do we maintain continuity of government? How do we maintain control after we create this third world dystopian hell? That is the amazing thing. They talk about, yeah, the makeshift power grids. I highlighted some of the key words that are in this. In a sense, unaligned individuals and organizations that live and work in the shadows of national rule. This is about wiping out all choice and concentrating wealth in the hands of the few. They said, you know, you're going to have little tiny shanty towns where people are building shacks in the street, living in the shadow of these amazing high-rise, high-tech things. Sounds like Gaza, doesn't it? They want to make the entire world like that. And so they want to overburden sewers, polluted water, makeshift power grids, like Trump was saying. Yeah, I told these companies that are coming in here to do manufacturing, you need to set up your own power right there at the factory because, hey, our power grid is old and it's falling apart. And implied in all that is we're not going to do anything to fix that. We're not going to do anything to incentivize people to fix it. I don't think it's the federal government's responsibility to set up the power grid. I think they need to get out of it. The more things they get out of, the better, because everything they get into, they mess up. But they're not talking about incentivizing or helping or planning for a future that people want to live in. This is the dystopian third world hell that they're trying to do to everybody. And that is the other side of this Jade Helm militarized stuff in 2026. Even to the extent that they talk about draining the swamp. Now, this is about 12 years ago. Is anybody talking about draining the swamp? Was that a MAGA meme at that point in time? Drain the swamp, drain the swamp. No. Isn't that interesting? You know, people who gave us Trump who did all the rest of the stuff, and they're propagandists like Alex Jones, drain the swamp. They see you as the swamp. They want to drain you. Drain you of power, of independence, of liberty, of financial independence. That's what they want to drain from you. And of course, they're very concerned about the population. You got a city of 10 million. If 99% of them are with you, that means there's 100,000 people there that are against you. Well, we got to eliminate that. One of the ways that you need to do that is to reduce the population, of course. That's always been a big part of this. That's always been a big part of all of this green MacGuffin. And before we had the 2030 smart agenda and the smart cities, of course, we had Agenda 21. Sometime in the 21st century, they were going to implement this. And then when they got to around 2015, they put a specific date on it, 2030. But prior to that, they put out their maps. And you remember the old Agenda 21 maps, where it showed the areas that were off limits, going to be off limits to humans, which basically most of the continental United States. And they would concentrate us in large mega cities. For example, in Texas, they would take the corridor there that was Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, and just make that into one gigantic city. Well, it's basically getting there pretty quickly. And then, of course, there'd be another center over in Houston. So you just have to have a high-speed rail line that's going to run between those. They've been planning this for a very long time, and it wasn't paranoia, I'm afraid. I'm afraid that they're doing exactly what they always said they were going to do. So they said, after Minneapolis residents Renee Good and Alex Preddy were gunned down by DHS agents, then cheered by Alex Jones, 100%, showing that ICE was justified in shooting Alex Preddy. That was the day after. He puts that stuff up, and he had nothing that showed any justification whatsoever because it wasn't justified. He didn't have any new video. So since Trump's speech, DHS agents have shot 12 people, killing four of them. Minneapolis residents describe the experience of ICE as something akin to a military occupation. Where Obama's Jade Helm fell short in the collective imaginations of the InfoWars right, Trump's second term has succeeded in wielding DHS as an ideological cudgel.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
So they have the killing of Good and Preddy. The department's justification for dispensing the death penalty on the sidewalk, that they were both domestic terrorists bent on killing federal personnel, quickly disintegrated in the face of video evidence. All that was left was a rationale that was more foreboding than anything that Jade Helm truthers had attributed to the Obama administration. A shrug that boils down to the brutal view, well, that's what they get, and for wanting this to stop. Yeah, exactly. You know, they deserve that. You know, they want Somalis here. They deserve to die. I voted for this attitude that's out there. Okay, boomer. You know, that's what we see from these people. So, Greg Bovino wondered if Preddy about Preddy at a press conference. He said, Or was he there for a reason? As I point out, his reason for being there was clear. And it was filmed from multiple angles. He was there to legally observe and record the agents who then killed him for doing that. In May 2015, and here's what they mentioned me in this article, InfoWars correspondent David Knight warned that Jade Helm would involve the collection and exploitation of enormous reams of personal information. Quote, they analyze the data, and then because you stick out in some way, now you're treated as if you already have had due process, as if you've already been found guilty of a crime, resulting in the government kicking down the doors of innocent people. If you understand the technology, you'll see that this is an intelligence operation that's using geospatial intelligence. Information from low-level surveillance technologies like Stingray and predictive policing programs are all getting siphoned up into NSA data centers, a detailed global map that will continue to grow with near endless stats on all individuals. Well, The Intercept said, this much was true in broad strokes, if not the specifics. They don't say what specifically they disagree with about that. And quite frankly, there isn't anything that I see in this article where they disagree with it. The biggest thing they said is that it's worse than I predicted. And it's not just the NSA. It's all these other agencies that are all hooked into the flock cameras and all the rest of this stuff. Makes me sick. Makes me sick. A budget for DHS in 2025. 10 times the agency's total surveillance spending combined over the last 13 years. Think about that. So since we were talking about that type of thing, you take all of their surveillance stuff, man, for all those years, all those 13 years that we were talking about it, warning people about it. And then Trump comes in 2025, and in 1 year, he has a bigger budget for surveillance than the last 13 years combined. Alex Jones, you sold out, you son of a bitch. Thanks to the unregulated...
Thanks to the unregulated market in commercial surveillance technology, DHS has little need for a spy agency like the NSA.
That's right, that's right. So, you know, when you look at this... And they throw in some things here that were false speculation. Some of the InfoWars orbit speculated the word Jade itself may or may not be an acronym for military developed artificial intelligence. And again, that was never true. Never said anything. I don't know where they found that. I never heard that, actually, even when I was there. But it's these kinds of false details that are added to discredit what is really going on. And that's why I said that about Jade Helm in general. They laid out and implied they were going to do something, which they didn't do. And that in and of itself was a way to try to discredit all the criticism of the police surveillance state, which is now rolled out. That's the reality, folks. That's where we are. The federal government is willing to use force, surveillance, and extra constitutional power to suppress dissent. That's what we know. These abuses aren't a problem so long as it's somebody else's back that's being pushed onto the concrete, somebody else's car windows that are smashed, somebody else who's dealing with the pain of a chemical irritant, or somebody else who gets disarmed and shot in the back. The contingent of the country that swore to avenge Ruby Ridge and Waco now seem mostly content to cheer on more of the same. And under the X videos that you see, the far right is making clear their opposition was never to authoritarian violence or state terror, but instead being subjected to that violence and terror themselves. They only defended individuals and political parties. They didn't defend principles. They didn't understand how this, if you don't defend the principles, you're going to wind up in the crosshairs. That's clearly the case. So, while the NRA used to call the federal police jackbooted government thugs. Now they felt after the death of Alex Pretty, because they started saying, well, look, he had a gun. Oh, let's step this back. They said, well, he was antagonizing ICE. Now, he had a right to carry arms, of course, but he was antagonizing ICE. And so that's why they killed him. You know, it's a death penalty to antagonize these masked thugs. Don't get in their face. Don't film them, because that interfere with their quote-unquote investigation. Well, the investigation should come before the violent force, shouldn't it? The problem is they don't do an investigation. They don't do a warrant. They go in, break into a house and take out a guy who is decades older than the person, their cover story that emerges later. Well, we're looking for these other two individuals. They were in their 20s, so we grabbed this guy who's in his 60s and drug him out in the 10-degree weather. Like, maybe if you'd done an investigation in the first place, if you'd had a warrant, maybe that wouldn't have happened. But anyway, as I point out, InfoWars' Jade Helms coverage now seemingly scrubbed from the site. As a matter of fact, I thought it was suspicious the way Alex acted when I went to the Asymmetric Warfare Center at the time. I thought it was real suspicious. Now I see it for what it was. Absolutely. The spirit of the old anti-state paranoia of InfoWars remains, but it's just inverted into the service of the state. That's what's going on. The notion of camouflaged agents in the street is cause for celebration now, not for an emergency broadcast. This is a headline that just was put out by InfoWars, they said, quote, "A war has erupted on the streets of America, and it's going to end with martial law in major U.S. cities." And with that headline, they put up an AI-generated image of federal officers defending themselves from an Antifa onslaught. You see, now the feds are the victims. They're not the jackbooted thugs anymore. They're the victims. That's what this stuff is all about. Well, we're going to, and before I take a break, let me just say this. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's now out of Congress after having resigned, she said, MAGA was all a lie. That's absolutely right. It's not about making America great again. She said that in his first year back in office, Trump is just focused on obliging his wealthy supporters. It's worse than that, Marjorie. He just wants to get much wealthier himself. I mean, just look at everything that he's done. He's made over $1 billion this last year, he and his family. So it is graft. It is corruption. Total disregard for America. He's totally focused on his faux peace prize that he thinks he deserves for starting all these wars. I mean, how insane can you be? She said it was a big lie for the people. What MAGA is really serving in this administration, who they're serving, is their big donors. The big donors that donated all the money and continue to donate to the president's PACs and donate to the 250th anniversary. And are donating to the big ballroom, which is most likely a underground bunker. On Wednesday, she said the people who truly benefit from backing Trump and financial benefactors are the people that get the special favors. They get the government contracts, they get the pardons, and somebody they love or one of their friends gets a pardon. She criticized the favoritism for Trump's wealthy allies and also slammed the president for focusing on foreign policy rather than problems at home. It's the foreign countries. They're running the show here. It's the major big corporations and what's best for the world. That's really what MAGA is. We're seeing war on the behalf of Israel. We're seeing the people in Gaza, innocent people in Gaza, hundreds of thousands of them completely murdered. Completely murdered, in that way. Only partially murdered, right? So they can build some new real estate development. So anyway, she's focusing on the financial betrayal. You can't find people in Washington who will say anything about the police surveillance state, even if they criticize Trump's grifting.
The common man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. their Commons Project, to make sure the commoners own nothing and the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.